Is that a remix?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so I'm not going nuts. All right.
Okay, I thought I caught something there at the end. Welcome to Snap Suplex, folks. Mean Mark has obviously been tinkering with the theme song, his original work, of course.
Yeah, man, I thought it was better.
Sounds fine. I'm Bob McDee. With me, as always, Tough and Mean Mark Deadly, coming to you both from Lansdowne.
Hey! Shoot neighborhoods, brother.
Welcome on board, guys. Guys, if you're listening out there, give us a like, a follow, subscribe, do whatever it takes. We're up on Apple, Spotify, and a couple other platforms. You can check us out at snapsuplex.com. All three of us have Twitter accounts, and all three of us somewhat contribute to said Twitter accounts. Mean Mark a little more than the rest of us. He's doing his due diligence.
He does live tweeting.
He does more in a day than I do in a month on there. Come see my fish I catch.
You are very
I retweeted bad. That fish.
Oh, thank you.
So what's your boys been up to?
Well, fishing. we didn't catch, we caught a lot of fish, but nothing great. So I didn't even bother tweeting about it.
And did you do your part today for Earth Day?
I don't celebrate that. I told you it started by a murderer. I'm not kidding you. The guy's a friggin' murderer.
Wait a minute. Please elaborate.
What? Earth Day, one of the people who got Earth Day going, the guy was named Ira Einhorn. Back in the 70s, he murdered his girlfriend, chopped her up and put her in a trunk, I guess? Mm-hmm. Put her in a closet in his own house. And like 8 months later, neighbors were like, damn, it stinks in here. Looked up on their ceiling and there was a huge brownish red stain. They called the police. They had been looking for this woman for months and they found her. He then went over to, I want to say, France and Switzerland and all around Europe running from the law. If you've ever seen America's Most Wanted, towards the end, they always played clips in the beginning for the theme song. And one of them was John Walsh walking up to this guy going, hey, you punk. And the guy grabs Walsh and Walsh is like, get your stinking hands off of me. That was Ira Einhorn. They ended up catching him and he's now in prison.
John Walsh.
So enjoy Earth Day.
Gee, Tough, thanks for ruining that one.
Oh, I mean, hey, man, I'm not against the concept of it. It's just the jackass that started it.
Many things are like that in life. It's almost like, you know, you'd look at Elon Musk and whatnot, and, you know, you start digging to peel back layers of the onion and you start seeing some bad stuff. Maybe not with him particularly, but most of your people that, you know, do good things.
You saying Elon Musk is a murderer too?
Absolutely not. No, I would no. I'd get wiped out.
Do you have any proof that he isn't?
I don't know Elon Musk. I'm just saying.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
We've gone off topic here, if there was one. Okay, Earth Day's out now, so we just go to, it's just April 22nd again now. How was Easter?
Happy
going?
Murder Your Girlfriend Day.
No, not that at all.
That's he was convicted, too. We don't need to say allegedly.
All right. So if we learned anything here, we know that Earth Day is started by a murderer, and if you want to kill anyone, you have about 8 months to hide the body in your house before somebody smells it, right?
All right, let's not teach that crap.
Unless they're a dead teenager, because they smell literally all the time.
Speak for yourself, pal. I always smelled like roses in high school.
Oh, man. No, you didn't.
I didn't.
I visited my kids' high school the other day. Gee, many Christmas, the stench.
There's always a smell there.
Dude, I had to walk to school every day. Man, I smelled like ass by the time I got there. I know I did.
Well, nowadays, like, there's no showers allowed.
Oh,
anymore.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, no showers.
I would have flourished now.
Wait a minute, you can't shower at their gym class?
No, there's no showering anymore because you can't be naked with other kids.
All right, Ron, you're done.
Oh, come on.
They might see each other's Johnsons or something.
Oh, God's sake.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on, man.
Is this going up on Apple, or is this just going to be like the B-reel?
This is the A-reel.
This is the A-reel, baby. This is top stuff right here.
Yeah, let's go right from top stuff to more top stuff.
Well, don't worry. Go with your Easter wings. I got one for that, too.
Oh, what do you got?
You were there.
Huh?
You were there for this.
For what part?
So we go to Easter at my grandmother's. What was there, about 87 people in that little house?
It was like a mouse trap.
And we're sitting out in the living room, and I don't know how the hell we even got to this point. Bum slob sitting there with a bag of oat and candy, just going, come here, John. Come here, Pete. Come here. He's just calling kids over.
He was calling every little male kid over for something. It was the weirdest thing.
We had to
finally... What did he do when they came over?
None of them would come anywhere near him.
Smart kids.
Yeah, the kids are actually trained very well.
Maybe the anti-shower thing's actually working.
Finally, we had to point out to him, like, hey, man, you know you're sitting there with a bag of candy trying to lure little kids in here. Wow.
We got some great pictures of Bum Slob that day.
Just more awkwardness with Bum Slob.
It just... Wow. He is so socially awkward. It's unbelievable.
Everything. So did he ever get to unload that candy?
Yeah, in his gut.
he did mow it down later.
He eviscerated it. Well, Easter's a bust. Earth Day's a bust. On to another bust. Tough Mark, the Orioles.
Oh, God.
What? Awful.
Why are we wasting our time with these teams?
Because it's something relevant to life.
Is it
4-9?
They're not even the worst in baseball.
That's only because other teams are trying to tank even more for those draft picks.
Who, the Reds?
You and I differentiate on this. I don't think the Orioles are tanking on the field. I think they're tanking in the front office. I think the players are playing their asses off. I think, that being said, though, there's other teams where the players just go out there and go through the motions. The Orioles are just another story. They just, oh my God.
We're going to have our hands full keeping up with the Reds this year. I mean, you always got the Diamondbacks, the Rangers. I don't know what the hell they're going for.
They won last night.
I know. They came back. They're down 5-0 in the first inning.
They came back and won.
The Orioles, I could see what you're saying. I don't know, man. They're so bad. No hope. Every year with this crap. I did. I told you this already before the show. I went through their minor leaguers. They got some minor leaguers tearing it up, but I'm not getting excited over that. They'll ruin them when they come up.
Yeah, they'll never get here.
If they ever do.
They'll never get here. Something will happen. They'll all get hurt. Something catastrophic will happen. They'll trade them all for Adrian Beltre's contract or something. He ain't played in 5 years. You know what I mean? It'll be something. It's unbelievable.
Adrian Beltre would be the biggest name we've had since God knows when.
By the way, Beltre, Hall of Famer?
Absolutely. 3,000 hits. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Mark, still want to go to a game?
Yeah, man. Definitely.
$4.
Man. They got hot dogs. How much are the hot dogs? Are they $4 too?
You can take them in with you. If you want to grow them at your house, you can take them in with you.
Really?
Unless yeah. Bring we're, the only, we're the only team in MLB that lets you do that.
Wait a minute. Did the Nationals stop doing
it? They stopped it. Yeah, you can only take a bottle of water in now, I believe.
We took a sausage in last year.
Did they know you took them in?
Yeah, absolutely. They were in aluminum foil in our hands.
Oh, okay.
Mark over there chuckling, trying to come up with a slightly veiled penis joke, I'm sure.
Oh, don't worry. So was
oh, no. I. You're just you're smuggling sausages in your hands into the ball game. I get it. There's nothing thinly veiled about it.
How many women were in your group, Ron?
Same amount as tonight there, Tom. Friday night, and I'm here to stay up late. God, I'm a...
Sports, go sports!
What was that?
How was that?
That was the sports segment.
You gotta do sports, go sports!
Folks, we spare no expense on this show.
I kind of like it.
What all is right. it? What is it? Sports go sports?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did it go by?
Sports go sports.
It's so awful. I do like it.
I like it. All right. Do you want to hit that again before the next topic of
sports? So that sticks.
Sports go sports.
All right. Keeping with sports, go sports.
Go sports.
Jay Wright just up and quits Villanova, 2 national titles. Oh, good Lord. What's his winning percentage? I believe it's 680 in the NCAA tournament. Mm. What do you guys think of this? Anything?
I was really excited when he showed up on Dynamite the other night. I couldn't believe it.
No, that's Jay White.
Switchblade.
No, not him.
All right, we're not talking about the worthless one. We're talking about the one that's actually accomplished something. I'm mixed on this because I respect him, and he's a hell of a coach, but he won't stop bouncing Michigan every year in the tournament. So that part of me is celebrating my can off tonight.
Okay.
But, yeah, nice career.
He signed in the mail, too.
Yeah. Hey.
And also, great spokesman for Dove Men Plus Care deodorant and body wash.
Oh, for God's sake.
Sorry.
That's why that's why the kids don't use it. See, he's too old.
He's, what, 60?
I don't know. He don't look it.
I believe about to turn 60, or might have just turned 60. But, yeah, that's kind of abrupt, man. It's not like he was, you know, at the tail end and faltering and whatnot. Not like Bobby Knight or anything there at the end. I mean, it's still a successful coach. Still, you know, a big player in the tournament and whatnot. Like I said, I believe the want to say his record was 34-16 in the tournament. Again, that translates to 680. That's pretty impressive. Two titles. I wonder if he'll hopefully it's not health or anything like that. They didn't say anything, but
He said he lost the edge and didn't. He was only at 70% anymore.
That normally means he'll come back next year with Duke.
ESPN tried to insinuate last night that it's about NIL.
It is going to change things.
Apparently, that's why all these coaches are retiring all of a sudden at once.
It's going to change the game a big time. I mean, it's still to be seen how far they can take it and whatnot, but the NIL stuff, it is going to change everything. It is. You're going to have kids just, you know, in for a cup of coffee and leaving and whatnot, and then making.
Well, they had that guy Sheedway on Kentucky announced that he's staying.
What's he making?
And I said, oh, that's weird. And then they say afterwards, they go, yeah, by the way, he has $2 million in deals sitting on the table right now. I said, yeah, that makes sense.
Meanwhile, they do all this so we can get the college video games back. We still haven't gotten them, so I don't mean.
Nope.
What are we going for here?
I miss those games.
All right, Mark, hit it again.
Sports go sports.
Mike Tyson, Iron Mike Tyson.
Ah,
this right here.
My man.
It's funny how this kind of took off. For those of you guys who haven't seen it yet, the video is a dude who's clearly intoxicated. Just
allegedly.
Antagonizing Mike Tyson. No, I'm going to tell you.
He
was sloppy. And there's parts that apparently he took a selfie with Tyson beforehand. That's not on the video. I don't know if that actually happened or not. But yeah, you see him, he's antagonizing good old Mike Tyson, which is the first person you always want to mess with. And he's sitting there just, I don't even know what he's doing. And there's like a dude commentating on the phone.
Him and the guy on the phone were so obnoxious.
And of course, there's a quick clip. And next thing you know, Mike is just tenderizing this guy. That right there, that should have rang beforehand. I mean, he is just giving this guy the business, wearing him out. And I mean, the guy doing the commentary on the phone is like, oh, we'll just call him Bob. Hey, Bob, let me see your face. He turns around and it just looks like Mike went easy on him.
Little color, brother.
I told you if you told me give you five people, I wouldn't dream of messing with on earth. Mike Tyson is number one.
Really, right?
Oh my God, this guy was an idiot.
It's not. What in the hell, man? You're in a tube about to go into the sky and you're picking on Mike Tyson. What are you doing? How is that going to end well?
It did for Mike.
Have you guys watched any of the news stories on it? Like, it's like polarizing. Like, one side of the news is like, Mike Tyson beats up passenger. It's like, and that's it. There's no what happened beforehand. That's the headline. Then you'll read the other side. The other part's like, man antagonizes Tyson in the beatdown. It's like, wait, what? How are these the same story? But the video shows you what you need to see. I'm sure this guy's going to get some money out of it. But, dude, come on, man.
I am hashtag Team Tyson 100% on this one.
I agree.
The guy was a drunk asshole. He was, oh, it's my Tyson. And then Mike Tyson said,
hey, back off with it.
And he didn't back off. So Mike kicked his ass. Good. Sit down.
As a guy who worked in the law for years, I don't even know. Where's the line drawn on that, though? You know what I mean?
Dude, you guys know, I used to go downtown and get autographs at the hotels all the time for the opposing baseball teams. You would not believe how many sober, obnoxious people would go up to these players and just try them on the streets. I never understood it. I mean, good God, these guys are athletes. Mike is a trained killer basically in the ring. I mean, don't he still fight? Didn't he just do like an exhibition like last year?
It was during COVID, I believe.
I mean, for God's sake, what the hell are you thinking? I understand you're drunk. You're probably not thinking much, but man.
He was sitting at the airport bar all day.
There's not enough booze in that bar to get me to do what he did. I mean, just complete idiocy.
That guy's lucky that his face is not rearranged. I'm being serious when I say Mike took it easy on him. You can tell.
Yeah, I thought he took it ridiculous. He was talking and antagonizing for what seemed like minutes.
You know what he looked like is that time when Hal McCray threw the phone and hit that reporter in the face. And just think, you see the reporter turn around, he's like, where am I? And he's got like the whole side of his face open. Blood. Yeah, oh, dude. Alcohol cannot be the only. I mean, that guy had to be put up on a dare or something. He had to have lost a bet. Maybe he didn't think Cody would be at WrestleMania. I don't know, but that's not
doing it for the likes,
dude. That guy.
That's why everybody does anything now. You do it for the likes. Hey, look at me, pick it on Mike Tyson and put it on my Facebook for likes. That's what he's doing.
Good for him. Good for him. If that's what it takes, dude, to get you through.
I hope he got a lot of them.
TMZ liked it.
Yeah. Damn, man, he got jacked up.
So we're all pretty much in agreement, Tyson. Nothing wrong on his part.
God, now I hope you don't have to pay the guy a dime. I mean, it's ludicrous if he has to give that guy any money.
Well, sit back and relax.
The hell is he thinking?
And that is pretty much our... Anything else on sports, guys?
No. Count wrestling as a sport. We'll do that later.
We'll get into that. All right. Well, that'll wrap up our sports part of the show.
Sports go sports!
And like she said... That is a she, right?
It doesn't matter.
It's deadly. It's deadly talking.
If Mark could get his voice that high, we've got a prodigy on our hands.
Pitch correction in there.
Sports go sports.
You guys see a Thor trailer this week?
Loved it.
You know, I actually didn't see it yet.
Really?
I'm going to watch it after the show. I saw a couple, like, what, is it a GIF or a GIF on Twitter from it? That was it. How was it?
Dude, it's the first time I've been excited for a Marvel movie since Endgame.
That's not hard.
Not
that's,
counting
that's,
Spider-Man.
Well, Doctor Strange.
But that's not, that's...
It don't even look that good, and I love Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, the first one was very, very good. I liked him in the Avengers movies and whatnot, but I mean, I'm not looking forward to that the way I am the Thor movie. Thor looks excellent.
I'm holding up my one finger right now for Tony.
Oh my God.
Pour one out, boys.
Mark, what'd you think?
I thought the trailer looked great. I loved Ragnarok, the same creative team behind this one. It's got the same goofy flavor to it. I'm really excited. I guess it's not a spoiler if they put it out in the first trailer. I love the new Thor, Jane, what's her name?
Natalie Portman.
No, what's the character?
Foster.
Name? Jane Foster.
By the way, you're not spoiling anything. They've had the pictures of the toys out now for about 4 months from it.
Toys ruin everything.
They announce those damn Funkos so far out, man, and you know the whole movie before the trailer.
Toys literally ruin every plot nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, you see a main character with one arm on a toy. It's like, oh, okay, I wonder how he loses that.
Yeah, I know on the Star Wars toys, I want to say the last movie, they actually had to hold them back because Target was putting out everything early. And everybody's like, oh, they're in it. Okay, great.
Yeah, but then when they don't put something out because they want to keep the surprise, you get a Baby Yoda situation. Wow. People are clamoring for the things, and there's not a one to be found.
Fist fighting over Grogu.
Hey, they're still going nuts for him, so they did all right with that.
Before we move on, by the way, Tuff already knows this. Mark, I showed Abby the end of The Rescue, the 16th episode, I believe. Tuff, my right?
Oh, it's the 16th.
Of Mandalorian.
That masterpiece.
She's never seen The Mandalorian, but she loves Grogu. Of course, a little cute toy and whatnot. So she sees Luke Skywalker fly up and take Grogu away from The Mandalorian. And she just, 7 years old, bless her heart, she turns around. She's like, Daddy, I never want to see that again. That was just too emotional for me.
Mood.
Little does she know her bum uncle is going to make her watch it one day.
It's funny, though, because it just goes to show you how well done that last scene was. She has no idea who's good, who's bad, who's doing what. She has no idea. But in that moment, though, she's sitting there just like, oh, my God, okay, I'm supposed to be moved by this. And she was, you know?
That whole episode is a masterpiece of television.
It was good. It was very, very
good. Right into the Hall of Fame.
Very, very good. Very, very good. We'll see if we can get her back on board, maybe start at episode one. But
you could actually get away with two with her because one, Grogu's only in it at the very end.
Well, I mean, we got to lay down a baseline, though.
Well, yeah, if you want.
Speaking about toys ruining everything. Excuse me?
She just wants the Baby Yoda parts.
Pretty much.
You're going to have to cut it up for her.
Well, speaking of toys and cutting up, Mark, what were you teasing us with pre-show in that box?
Guys, you'll never believe what I got. Finally, I got the Marvel Lucha Libre edition of Loki.
Oh, it's a Walmart exclusive.
Yeah. Walmart exclusive Funko Pop.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
And did you get that from the Walmart? Did you have to buy it aftermarket?
That's aftermarket, of course.
Oh, dude, I went to Walmart Thursday and was scouring. There was only one creeper back there, thank God. They didn't have a Walmart exclusive within 20 miles of that Walmart. They really? The bones were picked. You're Bray Wyatt. That, you should frame that thing. My God, it's like a thrift store back here. Every time I go back here, everybody's on their phone, scanning them and looking at them. It's miserable back there. I did get a case, though. I wasn't even looking for a fun guy. I just needed a case for one.
Okay, well, that's a score then, right?
Yeah, as long as they had it, I was good.
All right.
Nice.
All right, boys. May 13th. May 13th is the day that Kendrick Lamar will be dropping his next project.
Oh, damn. I'll be out of town.
I'll get it for you.
Thanks.
Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is the name of it. I'm not so sure I like that, but I don't care. The music will be fire.
As long as it's better than chocolate starfish and hot dog flavored water, we're good.
At the time, people loved that.
That was the low mark for a name of an album.
It wasn't good.
Not the best album title now.
No, it's going to be Kendrick's last album on Top Dog for Top Dog Entertainment. It comes out May 13th. Again, he announced it Tuesday night. And since then, has teased some other new music, like the Heart Part 5 and whatnot. But I know you guys couldn't give a squirt less. To me, this is like Christmas Day. I can't wait. It's been 5 years since Damn. I love Kendrick Lamar. That's what the record was called.
Great name.
There's certain rappers, when he puts something out, he's one of them. Logic, Joyner Lucas. I mean, I just, when they put stuff out, I look forward to it. Denzel Curry.
I've never heard of any of these people.
He's my favorite by a mile, though, Kendrick Lamar. Good old K-Dot.
What's a Kendrick Lamar song that I would have heard of?
Oh, Humble, The Black or the Berry, King Kunta. I mean, just they go on. Dude, the guys.
Can you hum me a few bars?
Do not sing any of this.
Absolutely not. You had heard Swimming Pools.
How's it go?
I heard the three you named it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about now.
He did the Super Bowl this year. He did a Good Kid, Mad City. No?
No.
No? Sorry. Okay, well, I can't help you then. I got the vinyls back here. I can play those for you sometime. Well,
it keeps you off the streets, at least.
I will be sleepless on the 12th. I'll put it that way. It brings me to a topic that I want to bring up to you guys. Sunday morning, I woke up kind of early here. I went to the gym and whatnot, came back, and it was a documentary on Showtime. It was called You're Watching Video Music Box. It was about the old Video Music Box used to play up in the New York area back in the 80s, 90s. And I believe it still actually is in some incarnation still going, but I mean, it's not the same. Back then, they had MC Light, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Run DMC. Nice. Everybody who came up through the 80s and whatnot, Tribe Called Quest, Wu-Tang Clan in the 90s.
Yeah, I've heard of every one of those.
And so shall you, you know? I mean, they
Puffy,
Biggie, all of them, every single artist that you saw come up through the hip-hop genre in the 80s, 90s, new millennium was on this series at one time or another. And it was fantastic. God, good Lord. Dude, this had me listening to old-school hip-hop all week. It was a really good documentary. I want to ask you guys, what is your favorite documentary you've ever seen? Toph, I'll start with you because you watch a crap ton of documentaries.
Hey, all mine are about TV and movies, but for good entertainment, you can never go wrong with ESPN's 30 for 30s. Excuse me. Particularly the U and the U2. I'll leave my favorite part out. Oh God, this dog out back.
I thought that was Mark's house, by the way.
No, that's this dog I got next door to me is insane. I'm a Doctor Who fan. Any of their documentaries are good. And I like, what was the one, Everything or Nothing, the one they did on James Bond? I think it was like every Bond movie up to Skyfall. That was excellent. I was watching that a couple nights ago. And there's a good one on Friday the 13th movies also. Crystal Lake Memories, based on a book.
Okay.
That is awesome. They interview, I mean, literally, they probably have like the key grip in that from like part four, probably. I mean, everybody you could dream of that had anything to do with those movies who's still with us is in that document. I mean, it's like, I got it on Blu-ray. It's, I don't know, it's like two or three discs long or something. It's like an opus or something. It's good though. I like it.
Okay.
Until you get up to after part seven.
Mean Mark?
I really liked Psycho Gorman.
Please elaborate on that.
Please.
this was about it's an alien comes to Earth, and a little girl and her little friend find it, but the alien is like this giant man eating creature thing.
Is this a documentary or a movie?
I was pretty sure it was a documentary. So anyway, they take the monster home and it's got like powers and stuff. But somehow the kids get control, and then the thing has to work for them, and they name it Psycho Gorman. Great. Great documentary.
If that's a documentary, I want to move to Mars because I'm scared.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Plenty to choose from. Tough, I agree with you. The 30 for 30s are fantastic.
You too.
Does Tiger King count as a documentary?
Pretty much docuseries.
Tiger King.
There's a Bones Brigade documentary that I absolutely love. Came out years ago. Not tons of years ago, but recently it was up on Amazon. It might even still be on Prime. Had like Tony Hawk, Rodney Mullen, all those guys. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Started out in the 70s all the way up till now. Really, really, really good documentary. We are three wrestling fans, so I'll give you the out here, Mark. Mark, what is your favorite wrestling documentary?
Is it Wrestling with Shadows is a good one. There's the one that just came out recently, the David Arquette story. That one was pretty great. He's not as like big as a moron as you'd think. Like, he's actually like has thoughts. Like, I always thought he was just like an idiot, but he was like, seemed like he's actually like has a brain.
Okay.
He just doesn't, he chooses not to use it like that. Beyond the Mat, probably the greatest wrestling documentary that I've ever seen. Love the Dark Side of the Ring series.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You know what I don't like? The ones on that WWE is doing on Biography right now. I feel like they're very one-sided.
Of course they are.
And it's, I think that Ultimate Warrior one really kind of put me off. It's like, yeah, this guy's, he was really a shitbag, you know? Like, he really was. You know, I mean, let's call him out.
They played it at the end. All the nut job stuff he said.
Oh, boy.
Watching their version compared to Dark Side of the Ring was like two totally different people.
Yeah.
Toph, what's your favorite wrestling documentary?
I mean, if we're allowed to count Dark Side of the Ring, you can't go wrong with the UWF. I mean, for God's sake, I mean, from top UWF or New Jack, I mean, you can't beat those two.
I tend to agree with you. My favorite of all, though, is the Ric Flair 30 for 30. That was my favorite. That was the one time where it was like, I guess Rick had just had the health scare and whatnot. He was kind of real. It wasn't like total WWE fluff and whatnot. And they kind of showed, dude, that guy, I've talked about it on here before. He just kind of slept on his family for a long time there and just lived the life of Ric Flair. And I mean, every documentary you've seen since, even on WWE Evil, they talked about it. He's Ric Flair, dude. That's just simple and plain. He is Ric Flair. It's never going to change. He will die of Ric Flair.
The one ESPN did for NXT was good until you watch it now, and it's all about, you know, how much Graves loves his first wife and all. And Now it's just, it didn't age well. That's all I have to say.
Wait, hold up. You're not allowed to talk about people's real life relationships. Otherwise, you're going to get canceled. That's why we're not allowed to boo Sammy Guevara and Ty Conti.
Please give
the same respect to Corey and whatever his first wife's name was.
Give a rat's ass about Guevara and Conti. They put it on the air. It's out there. It's in the public domain, so I commented on it.
By the way, the public is vociferous in their hatred of it.
Who?
Conti and Guevara.
Who cares?
It's just like loud boos the whole time they talk. I don't know what they're going for with that, but we'll get to that. Let's parlay that right into the wrestling then. Mark, do you have a song for this?
Just ring the bell.
I don't, and I don't know where my bell is, guys. Oh,
God.
What's happening?
Ding.
All right, there we go. We got a bell.
Hold on. I'm heading back. Hold on. Nothing happened.
Okay. There we go.
Jesus, God.
All right.
I'm writing down, get wrestling sound effects. Got you. I'll get it next week, guys. Promise.
Good deal. Speaking of wrestling, this week, the ratings, everything across the board, every show, every program, every night of the week went down. They're blaming NBA basketball, which is also having lagging ratings compared to previous seasons. So what say you guys about these ratings?
It's not nothing worries me. I do think the NBA's hitting them a little bit. There's not nothing going on right now in any of those wrestling shows. You're building up to this lame WWE. Is building up to this lame ass backlash where it's nothing but rematches. I think what Bianca has a new match. I think that's it though. SmackDown last week. My God, that was a skeleton crew on that episode. There was nobody there.
They're traveling to Europe this week and last week, aren't they?
Oh, you keep saying that. I don't know when. they're certainly in America this weekend for the house show loop. They're doing separate house shows again.
How many days a week are they up to on house shows?
Just Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. And Mark, I'll let you take the AEW side of that. Their ratings sagged a little bit this week. Any reason?
I don't know. Actually, I thought they were pretty much the same, really. They seemed pretty stable to me.
My God, Steiner math.
Which one? What went down?
Their shows went down this week.
Every wrestling show this week went down across the board. Every single one.
But like, how much did they go down? I know Raw did
20%
really poorly,
20% for a live Rampage on Friday night. That was
But that was Rampage on its regular time.
No, it was
on a better time.
It was the 7 o'clock one, right?
Oh my God!
With a heavily advertised world title match that just didn't seem to grip people. 7 o'clock's not a great time slot neither, but it's better than 10. I was very surprised by the rating going down that much.
The 10 o'clock does way worse than that, or has done.
No, they were up last week.
It was 600 grand last week. They lost 120,000 viewers for that match.
Yeah.
So that's a hell of a drop.
I believe
But they've also gone as low as like four. They've also gone. I'm not defending them. I'm telling you, they've done worse than that. So there's a range.
I think
They've gone. And at the 10 o'clock slot, they've gone as bad as 400,000, and they've done as good as 1 million. And on average, they're like 450, 500. So that ain't good. And it's because the show's not great. It's not must-see television. And I love that what they try to do at 7 o'clock. I thought the match was awesome. I enjoyed it thoroughly. But I mean, it's still, they don't promote Hangman. So I don't know if anybody gives a crap about him, honestly.
They don't.
Is he a draw?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know how much of it was piped in, but then Wednesday night this week when Punk and him stared down in the rampway, all you heard was cowboy shit being chanted the whole time. I don't know if that's piped in or not. So somebody either likes him or they are just going to continue to push him. I don't know what the answer is there.
I think the people that are willing to pay for an AEW ticket and go to the show live really like Hangman.
Okay. Well, they're not getting his damn t-shirt there. I can promise you that.
And I don't think they're piping in noise, but I do think a couple of Rampages ago, the first night when Sammy and Ty came out together, I'm telling you, they switched the boos and the cheers for those two and Lambert. And I called them out on Twitter, and I don't ever want to see them do that again.
I am telling you for 1,000,000% fact, AEW that I have watched in the last 6 months. They have been piping in every show. You can see it. It's painfully obvious. WWE does it too before we start that garbage argument. They all do it.
Does Impact do it?
Who the hell knows? I told you, I saw Impact last night, and they were jam-packed with, I don't know what the hell the place held, like 350 probably. They were falling out of the windows there.
That is good for them.
They've got Bullet Club.
Yeah, they won the main event last. I didn't even know Bullet Club was still a thing.
Yes, that's why Jay White came out Wednesday wearing a Bullet Club vest or jacket.
I didn't watch Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Now this leads me right at this. You guys are great at segueing. this whole thing with this AEW good, WWE bad, WWE good, AEW bad, the AEW fans versus WWE fans, it's gotten to a point now. We're in our third year of it. And we're starting to get to a point now, and press and company excluded. Die hard, sit on one side or the other fans.
You can include us in this.
No, because you're not what I'm looking for here, because you two aren't going to sit there and fist fight over it. But we're getting,
why the hell would we?
Because that is what we've gotten to. People online are now starting to threaten each other.
That's online, though. You're just talking about a different human.
You saw the Mike Tyson situation, though.
Well, yeah.
Left to their own devices, people can lose their damn minds, man. And, dude, I don't like what I'm reading. Like, I'll get on there and, like, it's funny to an extent when you watch, like, the AEW boxes or the WWE boxes or whoever, and you sit there and you're like, oh, ha. But then when you, like, see somebody talking about, like, somebody else's daughter who's, like, an infant or, like, somebody else's spouse or their family or, you know, their loved ones and stuff, and it starts getting personal. That's some muddy water that I don't know if I want to tread in all the time, you know? Wrestling is supposed to be fun in the end. It's supposed to be something entertaining that you can lose yourself in, not something that you sit there and fist fight over. If the guys on TV aren't fist fighting, why the hell are we? You know,
I mean, most of the wrestlers are all friends anyway, so I don't know.
Most of them can't throw any good punches anyway, so there's definitely not going to be.
Well, you got the forearm. They throw that forearm. They all throw now.
Or some elbows.
Yeah, it's so awkward and weird when you do it. Like, it's so weird looking.
Because it's not natural. But I mean, what do you guys think of that? I mean, you think it's gone too far? Is it going to get worse? I mean, is it even?
It has gone too far, and it will get worse.
Why though?
We've already had people jump the rail at live events. Yeah. It happens. You know, look, I'm not going to say it happens every week because that's ridiculous, but it certainly has happened more frequently than on television than I've seen in the last 10 years. You know, it's happened 3 or 4 times between AEW and WWE in the last couple of years. One time a guy like you knocked Seth on his ass.
Yeah. Yes.
And that sucks, man. Who is these people are nuts.
I've never in a million years thought of jumping the rail at a sporting event. And I've been sloppy, legless, drunk at some of them. I've never thought about jumping onto a field, a wrestling ring. It's not.
Because you have sense.
These
people who do that are demented. I mean, they have to be. Look at it. Goddamn, you got people that strip down naked and run onto a soccer field or something. It's just, you can't explain stupidity.
No, you can't. You can't. And I don't know.
Regarding what you're talking about with the wrestling fans, I think a lot of it's just because they're online and they're not face to face with each other.
Yeah, they're cowards.
Yeah, I agree. There we go. We agree on something.
There, we break the gap. I'm just saying, I don't know. It gets kind of frightening, though, when you start seeing it, though, in print. And then, you know, like I said, that every once in a blue moon, you start seeing that, you know, situation unfold. Like, what's it called? With the President Reagan assassination attempt, you know?
Hinckley.
Yeah, people are like, oh, that guy's nuts. Then next thing you know, it's like, oh, shit, that guy really is nuts, you know? It's like,
Isn't he out? Isn't he free now? Yeah. God.
And I don't want to see that with I don't know. I'm starting to get nervous about it because it's starting to get personal, very personal. And if I'm sorry, guys, if anybody takes, you know, boogs that seriously, I mean, what are we doing here, man? I mean, for real.
Boogs.
He's not even around now to be an inspiration to anyone.
I don't know. I just wish people could find some form of, like, I mean, I'll tell you this, a little personal side note, like Dynamite Wednesday, I had no intention to watch it. I recorded, I came home yesterday morning, I watched the Dustin and CM Punk match. Mark, I'll give you a platform in a second. I know it's two of your favorites.
Man, ooh, yeah, that was good. Made me feel like Veer.
All right, good. There's his platform. Take it down now. Lower it.
Now the match was good. I kind of thought that watching it though, I kind of thought Punk was, I didn't think he really carried his end. I thought Dustin kind of out wrestled him. Tell you the truth, I didn't see that coming. It's just, again,
Dustin is older than him, right?
Yes, by probably over a decade.
Just,
I would guess.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, he's putting on some of his best matches though. I mean, it makes me wonder how many years were lost to Gold Dust.
Why the hell does he still do the face paint? I saw a clip from the match. Why does he still do that?
Just synonymous with it.
He doesn't need it.
No,
it's his thing now.
Yeah, just synonymous.
He just sticks with it.
Yeah, but Bube over there just said, "Oh, he lost so much to Gold Dust." Meanwhile, he's still kind of doing the gimmick though.
The gimmick's totally gone.
I think in Dustin's, in his own words, he didn't lose anything to Goldust. He lost it to his personal demons.
Yes.
I actually like Goldust some of the time, half and half.
Loved it. He couldn't get away with half of that stuff now. But
yeah. I think they went too far. Time, they went too far on some of it, but.
I just know now, I've known Mark for almost 30 years, and for 30 years, this guy's told me Dustin Rhodes is one of his favorites. So kudos to you. He got a big match the other night.
Yeah, he deserves it. I'm wondering if it's going to be like, is this his last match? Is he like saying goodbye?
No.
You know what I mean?
WWE would eat him up if he went back on the market.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on in those guys' heads. I love Dustin, man. I'll support him wherever he goes.
Good.
Even Impact?
Oh, God.
Well.
Look, he's walking back already.
I don't think they printed his headstone yet. But speaking of WWE and people going back and forth, where are the future endeavors at, guys? No one's been let go yet. We've been sitting here with bated breath now.
I have not.
You, I was going to say,
speak for yourself.
It sucks to sit there and say it, but you know damn well, every time this year, every time after WrestleMania, every year comes that the thing is people get let go. It's what we all talk about. It's what we look on. Oh, so-and-so got let go. Oh, so-and-so got future endeavored. It hasn't happened yet.
I read on, and I this is not going to be a great story. I forgot which one of these dirt sheets it was. They said sometime like Tuesday, all the wrestlers were crapping themselves because like that was like internally one of the days they were worried about. But nothing happened, so that's good, I think. I think they're all right. I don't think they need to really cut. I don't think they need to go crazy on anybody yet.
There's a little bit of fat left on this.
I mean, yeah, there always is, though.
I don't know. Mark?
I feel like they've let enough people go over the last 2 years. There's nobody left. They did just let Kushida let his contract run out. They chose not to renew it, or he chose to leave, or whichever it is. Who knows?
I would say that could be mutual. I think both of them would benefit from parting of ways. He didn't really light the world on fire when he was there, and they didn't do anything with him to light the world on fire. So, you know.
Yeah, it was a bad fit.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
All right. So, talking about people leaving, and then you also have the green, ultra green NXT 2.0 show down there. Oof. Triple H came out this week and said that's been the plan all along. Do you guys agree with that, or is he just trying to save some face?
Call bullshit. This guy has.
Hey, we're on Apple now.
We're marking this one rated E for explicit. So so that means I can say So
wait a minute. Stop. I've been holding back for like 45 minutes for nothing.
The look on your face is killing me.
Dude, you just did the Hitler pill. You just killed it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll cover my face.
I'll fix it in post.
There you go.
So what was I talking about? What's happening? What?
Triple H. Did he save face?
Triple H is he has no, he doesn't believe a word he's saying. The guy is, they've completely destroyed everything he created for years. He worked down there to build that. He got it on television. He made it so good that he got a TV deal for the damn thing. And that was after multiple raids of the NXT roster, to the point where they got on television, it was thin. And I don't know. It didn't have the talent left over to get over, unfortunately. And now that the guy went out and got sick and they just they fired everybody and did what they did. And now it's a whole other thing now. There's no way this was ever the plan. That's insane. Nobody would plan this.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not buying it. I don't buy it.
So you don't think at all Triple H?
No.
Does he have any say in it anymore at all?
I don't think so.
So Michaels is the figurehead with the
He said he's still working or doing something with Michaels down there. I'm not buying that they meant to do this. He said that they intentionally put people on TV that weren't ready yet, and we're going to have growing pains. Man, that growing pains is every Tuesday from 8 to 10. That's pain. No growing. It's painful to watch sometimes.
We give a lot of grief to AEW for putting green wrestlers on TV, and it does happen. But yeah. When I watch NXT and see, you know where I'm going with this, Tuff, the Creed brothers. That is
Bob's favorite wrestlers.
Bull hockey. They're all censored. I'll go the polar opposite of Mark's profanity. They are paralysis waiting to happen. Someone is getting a broken neck and or back and or something. Somebody's ending up in traction from those guys. Those guys are greener than a crayon. There is no way I'm getting in the ring with those two and allowing them to throw me around. They have no wrestling prowess. None.
If they got called up in an hour to SmackDown, how long do you think they would last on the main roster where somebody took them to the side and just stomped them out back?
Maybe JBL would come out of retirement to beat them to death. There's no way. There's absolutely no way those two are going to get up. Dude, they just are reckless. I mean, there's no other way to say it.
Allegedly.
What's our kid? Nikita Lyons. Everybody's hooting and hollering, yam yam, thick alo, and everybody's going on. But dude, she is green. She is green.
I was so disappointed in my favorite feud on there, Tiffany Stratton versus Saray. That they're just not going far enough with her using her special powers yet. we could go so far with this amulet thing, and they won't do it.
Yeah, it's a sight to be seeing that NXT 2.
It's amazing.
I get to catch it like every week, like the second like hour, because I'm usually put Abby to bed on Tuesday nights up there, and I'll look over the TV and just be like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm associated with this. It is the Kaleidoscope Wrestling Federation. It is unbelievable to watch.
Abby also says she don't want to watch that. It's too emotional.
Makes her sad.
That makes her suicidal.
Yeah, I'm not buying the AAA stuff. It's just way too
good. No way.
He's doing the tour now. I'm back. I had a health scare, this and that. Dude, they fired everybody associated with Triple H other than Michaels, and they just totally changed everything, got rid of all the talent. I mean, seriously, on one hand, can you count all the people left in the Triple H regime?
Probably be about one hand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's got to be close.
Probably most of them would be women, I would guess.
And there's not a person down there. There's no way. Like, I mean, is anybody ready to be called up?
Ugh, no.
EO, maybe?
Yeah, I don't think
she's still there.
I don't think she's going to get any better.
I mean, all they're going to do is change her name to something like Jenny Lewis anyway. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, you got LA Knight. He did the dark thing, so I guess he's on his way up. So I think he's ready. Cameron Grimes.
Apparently.
Yeah, I don't understand the manager. I mean, he can talk, but you let him wrestle too. Cameron Grimes, maybe, what's his name? Santos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a few, not many. Certainly not any of those 2.0 people. God, no.
I don't see any of the ones you mentioned ever getting over on the main roster.
LA Knight, I think there's something there.
Knight, you would have to put on SmackDown. I've said that for a year now. You can't put him on Raw. Put him on SmackDown where they only talk all the time anyway. I think he'll be fine. Santos Escobar can absolutely wrestle. He can talk too. We'll see what they do with him. Grimes, I think, can do both. He's kind of weird looking. I don't want to really get into people's looks, but I don't know. He's got a look.
That's my gimmick.
It's a non-traditional look.
There you go. Bingo.
Yes, I agreed. He has an impact look.
Oh, for God's sake.
As Trevor Lee, of course.
Wait a minute. That's Trevor Lee?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No. How do I know that and you don't?
Wow.
Breaking news.
Do, 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 do,
okay. That's his aliens from his first documentary. He was talking about coming to get him.
You can't give this guy anything.
Yeah, he's struggling on the soundboard tonight.
At least he took the initiative.
Yeah.
Doing my best here, guys. Come on.
All right. Well, Mark and I talked off the record the other day, but now I'm going to put it on the record. He hit me with a side message. I think, Tuff, you might have been involved in this too. The topic was, are there too many championships in professional wrestling as we speak? I, for one, say yes. For the simple fact, as a casual fan that I am, Tuff and I were talking also, and I couldn't name all the WWE champions. I couldn't do it.
I can now, by the way.
Yeah, now. But you watch every week, and we were sitting there debating on who.
I was struggling.
It's okay, let's start with SmackDown. So we got Roman. Well, Roman's on top of both. And then we've got which title is on that? Is it the U.S. title on SmackDown?
Intercontinental.
Intercontinental. Is it? It's not still Shinsuke. It's Ricochet.
Pew, pew, pew. There you go.
Love it. I feel like he's transitional, though. I hope
I'm they're doing nothing with them.
Then they have the women's champion is Charlotte.
Of course.
And the women's tag champions is Boston Glow.
Yes.
Connection, right?
So you're on fire right now.
What other titles? Whoa, there's no more cruiserweight.
You missed the men's tag.
Men's tag. It's got to be Usos, right?
It's always Usos.
This will be the Usos for next. All right. Well, then we're on Raw. What do we got? We got Cody's on top, right?
No.
Not yet. I don't really. Well, I only watch the Cody parts. I don't really know what's going on Raw. They don't have tag champions. They're having no. The Usos took their championship. Right?
Oh my God!
It is RK Bro, correct?
It's RK Bro. They do have tag champions. You're looking ahead to Backlash.
Did you guys see the RK Bro 420 T-shirt they put out?
Dude, that shirt was awesome. I told Bob, I said, man, I don't like their shirts, but damn, that was nice.
If anyone ever does listen to this in marketing, by the way, Pro Wrestling Tees and WWE.shop.com, can we please stop putting out limited edition T-shirts?
Look, please. Can we also please get more to Stone Snake on every piece of merchandise out there?
I told you, I bought the MJF shirt in the hot pink because that's, you know, what they had. Paid like $35 for it and whatnot. Then this week they put out the Earth Day version in the baby blue or the Tuesday limited edition, like royal blue. I was like, God dang it. I would have rather had that. Yeah. So no more limited edition shirts, please. All right. Keep going, Mark. Keep going with your championship lineage.
We've got now the Raw has U.S. championship, right?
Yes.
Well, I have no idea who's a U.S. champion.
Theory.
It's not.
Theory, oh, just won it Monday.
It is theory because they picked him up on his shoulders after he beat Finn Balor, who carried him for months and never defended it.
A bunch of turds came out and lifted him on their shoulders.
Hey, and T-Bar.
I said turds.
Turd bar.
24/7.
Oh, I don't. It's Dana Brooke and R-Truth, right?
Dana, you got it.
You pinned somebody at her wedding the other day.
They pinned each other. They all won it, and then they just ran off with it.
And they tease some hot lesbian action, but we got none.
Wow. Thank God. Any other belts over there, Tuff?
Roman, women's title, and that's it.
It's not Alexa.
No, well, it's the EST.
It's not Doudrop. Oh yeah, it's Bianca.
The shittiest of WWE.
You cannot spell WrestleMania without EST.
It is true.
It's true.
Is there still a cruiserweight title? No.
No.
All right, NXT.
No way. If you get one, you're okay.
Breaker?
Braun Breaker.
Hey, there you go.
Tag. Phantasmo, whatever?
Nope.
Shoot.
The new UK import, Pretty Deadly.
Okay.
Deadly? What?
Any relation?
I told you these guys had fantastic hair, rock hair, and I the jury's out on talent. I have no idea.
Better than Tanahashi,
dude. I don't know. They had good hair. I'm not gonna lie.
Nobody's hair is better than Tanahashi. Come on, no,
Hook might be.
Jamie Hayter,
maybe Hook.
Jamie Hayter's got some nice hair. Hook, we got to talk about that before we shut this down tonight. By the way, I got a bone to pick with you, Mark.
With me?
No, mean Mark.
Me.
Yes, you. All right. So NXT, we're just going to punt that one.
Women, you got Mandy Rose, the women. The other two are the women's tag. Cameron Grimes is the North American.
Wow, this is too many belts.
And yeah, they consolidated the cruiserweight with the North American a few months ago.
That's too much. Wow. AEW, what is it? Page.
You've got Hank, you got Hangman on top.
The Dinosaurs.
The Jungle Cruisers.
Okay.
Then you got
and Sammy.
Yeah, Jade and Sammy. And Thunder Rosa.
Who's the FTW right now?
That's Ricky Starks.
He's still
all the time. Okay.
All right, so that's then, all of them, right?
Well, no, no, no. Then you have FTR.
FTR is like AAA 9 belts.
And Ring of Honor.
That's not AEW.
Then you got Yuta, Samoa Joe.
Yuta's pure
Ring of Honor Gresham.
Champion. What is Joe?
Gresham is Ring of Honor champion.
TV?
Joe is Ring of Honor TV champion.
There you go. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm down with this crap.
I saw them holding belts up. I thought they were like something they bought at the shop or something. I didn't think it was like Joe's a champion?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just beat
Minoru Suzuki. He beat legendary Japanese wrestler Minoru Suzuki.
Allegedly.
MJF's ring count. Is that a title?
Does he defend it?
No.
No, then we can't.
He wears it and beats people up with it, though, and use it to win matches. So, I mean, I guess. But
it's like the steel plate in the forearm.
Yeah. Okay. I for one say that there's too many championships. Mark, what say you?
Yeah, I do think there is too many. I think they, you know what I want to see? Less single titles and how about some more tag titles? How about I think AEW has so many tag teams.
They do.
And they have nothing to do because they all just go on Dark and Dark Elevation.
Do you have a guest?
Sorry, folks. There's a serial killer trying to get it deadly right now.
Is Ivor Ironhorn at your door?
Somebody's knocking on my door.
Shit, did he escape?
Yeah, it's funny because there's less titles now than what there were in the 80s. Go watch old men.
Hey, there you go. Ron Weezer's playing the NFL draft.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with Marshmallow. Okay.
I'll check it out. They can play one of their season records.
Oh, my God.
Breaking news.
I'm going to come at this from the WWE angle, obviously, because that's what I watch. I actually think I like the idea of them consolidating the tag titles. Women already have, and then the men, I think they should get rid of the NXT women tag. If they're worthless. They got to make fake tag teams to have challengers all the time. I hate the idea of Roman having both belts. I don't mind having, you know, the women's, the US, the Intercontinental, and the whatever with the Universal. And I don't mind that. I do like the idea of them consolidating the tag, though, at least for now.
Okay.
But that's WWE.
If you watch old NWA back in the 80s, they had like so many titles. It was everyone had a belt.
Oh, the six man.
Six man Southern States title, everybody had a belt.
I do
agree with Mark about the tag division in AEW is incredibly deep. It's gotten to the point now where like Santana and Ortiz aren't even in the title picture, not even mentioned. And they're a very good team. Very, very good. The Bucks, take them or leave them, but I mean, they still have their fan base and whatnot, and they're not even really in the title picture right now. It's like the tag team that actually is on top to me is just a thrown together team. I know they've been together for years now and whatnot, but the other guys are more traditional tag teams. Yeah, you can get lost in the mix real quick there as a tag team in AEW. I actually like their tag division the way it is, but I wish they had a little more, you know, fluctuation in who's on top.
They should have FTR should come out every week like Zack Ryder with 37 belts all over them in that league.
They're getting there.
I think they're that far ahead of everybody else in that league right now.
They converted me. That was a team. I used to call them F-Trash. I thought they were so bad, and then like,
they're great.
Absolutely awesome, dude. 6-star FTR. There you go.
Hey, I don't even call them the Revival anymore. So
they're good, man. They're solid, dude. There's not. And the funny thing about it is they're like, absolutely. Like when I sit there, because I'm a guy who is obsessed with look, I'll be like, oh, little tiny guys and this and that. Look at small Adam Cole is. Look how small. They're not big guys.
But Moss's legs.
I mean, I didn't say it. He skips leg day a couple times.
You have enough recently.
But yeah, they're not big guys, like as far as like, you know, vertically, but I mean, they get it done. Kind of like a Ryland Fish, one of my favorite tag teams ever.
They can wrestle. I don't care what the hell they look like.
Yeah, I agree. And so, like I said, that's something that I had to get over because when I first saw those guys and Pac and whatnot. I was like, oh God, they take him to AEW. I don't want him anywhere near me. And I watched him. I'm like, I actually like these guys.
Speaking of Red Dragon and O'Reilly, especially, that's a big favorites of Mrs. Deadly.
Kyle O'Reilly is the man.
She loves him. She thinks he's funny.
Tall too, right?
She likes his terrible promos.
Oh God.
He doesn't need to talk, dude. That guy can kick some ass, man. Like I said, those two, man, that was the ones right there. Ring of Honor every single week. I was like, oh my God, please have a fish tank segment. Please come on, please. Fish tank. Please come out and wrestle. They were my boys, man. When I got that t-shirt for Christmas years back, I think it was Tuff's little he talked mom into getting it for me. I was like, oh my God, it's a Red Dragon t-shirt. I'm gonna be the coolest guy on the block. That's why I'm still sitting here on a Friday night with no chicks.
I got her to get that, but I couldn't figure out what DVD it was where that girl got kicked in the face.
Oh, Silesia?
There you go.
Silesia Sparks, yeah.
I couldn't figure out what show it was to tell her to get you that, too.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Nah, it's I don't know where they're going to go forward with all these titles. They seem to have streamlined a couple of them. Hopefully WWE keeps it up. Get rid of a couple of them. There's no reason for that 24/7 title.
The problem with streamlining the titles in WWE is you got to do the house shows too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like my only problem with it. You know, you got split house shows this weekend. Who the hell gets Roman? I believe SmackDown does, if I've read it right. And then the Raw main event, I think was it Cody and Seth? Which ain't, it's not bad. It's just, I don't know. Maybe you don't need titles for house shows. They never change hands, Adam.
Is Roman, is he hurt? Is he active?
He's scheduled to wrestle Drew McIntyre on the shows this Saturday and Sunday.
He's been working house shows and dark matches.
Okay. Yeah. He's been wrestling.
Okay.
He beat Drew, I want to say, last weekend.
Okay.
I don't know why the hell he wasn't on Raw or SmackDown. He was on the house shows in between them.
Okay. All right. Well, Mark, we got to talk.
Oh, yeah. God.
Hook, what are they doing?
Oh, ruining them.
What are they
What's
doing?
The problem?
That moron
the hair
out there
is out of control.
No, the hair is fine. The moron out there putting curses on him.
Oh, nobody's putting a curse on him.
He's trying.
He's uncursable.
Oh my God. It's unwatchable.
It's canon.
Dude, I get it, man. Danhausen has some fans and whatnot. It's kind of like Orange Cassidy. When I first saw Orange Cassidy, I was like, oh my God, it's hilarious. It's so funny. It's so great. That joke got old within a month. The whole thing, it just got old. I was just like, okay, this guy, once you've seen it, you've seen it. Danhausen's the same thing. It's like when everybody was going, oh, very nice, very evil. I'm like, oh, okay, this guy has a buzz. Okay, who is he? You know, everybody was up in arm. Danhausen. Then I actually see him like on their AEW show, and I'm in the hook, dude. I like this guy, man. He's the opposite of the Creeds. He actually does safe tosses and throws people around and almost looks like he's trying to break their neck.
Yeah, but those tosses look good, man.
Dude, he's solid, man. But I don't like the Danhausen part of it at all. I'm not feeling it at all. The guy was eating out of a trash can 2 weeks ago. Just not my
eating. That was a shoot.
He was eating Hook's chips because he thought that that were the source of Hook's powers.
That was one of those weird Impact things where they act like they caught you doing something. He was eating out of the trash can.
This kind of takes us back to what we were just talking about, the AEW versus WWE fans. Both you guys wear your affiliations pretty proudly on your sleeves. Meanwhile, we're all making fun of Saray, Danhausen, Impact as a whole, just as being wrestle crap.
Impact's women's division is the best booked women's division in all of televised
Deadly,
wrestling.
Deadly, I saw one of them attacking Zack Ryder last night.
Was it Jordynne Grace?
The thick one.
Jordynne Grace.
They're feuding the over a title.
Would you, by the way, Mark?
I'm not going to answer that.
Is your neck okay from shaking your head up and down?
Sorry, guys.
That's not the only thing I'm shaking.
Oh, good Lord. You can't answer that? Anyway, I had to take that one back to high school.
That show is god-awful, Impact.
I still have to watch 4 episodes of it sometime.
Right, yeah, now. No shit. I'm over here picking up the slack for you.
You only want to see Billie Kay.
She was on for like a minute. It was so disappointing.
Jessica McKay?
Yeah, I lost all interest and was off within like a minute and a half. I really wasn't only watching it for her.
That might be a future topic, by the way, boys. I mean, we're now, what, 7 days a week of wrestling?
Yeah,
that's been going for a while though.
Well, I mean, like you throw in that battle of the belts last week. I mean, literally, dude, it's set Sunday to Saturday now. There was wrestling last week. I think
maybe that's why the ratings are going down.
I don't know, because there's always been a lot of wrestling on TV. I think they spread it out a little bit better now than what they used to. At least there's nothing going head to head for the most part.
We are just now coming off of WrestleMania too. I mean, everybody, if even the most casual of casual fans, with which is a myth, but let's go with it. The most casual person of all, you know, is going to be watching WrestleMania and be really into it and say, oh, well, is it, what's this AEW thing I'm hearing about? Let me watch that for a couple of weeks. So, you know, everybody's ratings go up. And now this week we're seeing, okay, all those casual fans are like, we're done with this. And the ratings drop back down.
Even Cody's segments went down this week in the ratings, despite the fact he's blown a roof off the arena. His stuff, I mean, it's
that just... goddamn match tanked in the ratings.
Yeah.
That first hour did phenomenally. Look who was all in it. And then those last 2 hours, whew, good Lord, they were running for the remote control.
Just an interesting side note on the baseball front. Wander Franco just put one in the seats.
Yes.
Shocker.
He's on my fantasy team, folks.
One last thing here about the wrestling. If you guys want to take over and, you know, throw your guys' stuff at the end here. New Japan and AEW. We excited about this? Forbidden Door. Mark, I'll let you take the lead on this.
Yeah, this is awesome. We've got two of the top companies in the world right now. I mean, they're on TV. They're both making money. There are statistics that show AEW is a growing company, and New Japan, who's actually kind of in a down period right now. A lot of it has to do with COVID and the travel restrictions and things like that. But I think this is great for both parties. It's great for fans. I think people who like AEW are going to be extremely excited about this show. I think that's that fan base. This is just, it's really just catering to their fan base. And I think it's great.
Okay. Tough.
Well, you'll be shocked by my response then. I agree with Dudley of catering to their fan base. I am not one of their fan base. And I could not care less. I'm more excited for what is on main event next week than that show. I did read on Twitter somebody's joke I'm going to use here. They said the only forbidden door in the arena that night will be the women's bathroom door.
You know, that's something right there, you know. Yeah.
Apparently New Japan just has like no women fans.
Well, New Japan, they don't have women wrestling in New Japan.
Well, they apparently don't have fans either from that side.
They did I think they purchased Stardom, which is a women's wrestling company in Japan. So there's a lot of speculation that they will include some of the top Stardom stars to be a part of this show. That raises another question, because they have this new partnership with DDT. And DDT, of course, their Stardom is, you know, Joshi Pro. That's where Maki Ito and others have come from. Hikaru Shida was from there. So I don't know. Does DDT get upset? I mean, DDT competes with New Japan.
Do you, if you're con man, do you honestly care what DDT thinks? I would hope not.
I think for the American audience, New Japan is the bigger name.
Definitely. I don't think any of them. Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah, I agree with you, but I don't think anybody cares either way.
I don't even know if they're still around, but at this point, I'd still say that New Japan would be number one. All Japan would be two. There's no, you know, I mean, and they're not even around anymore, are they?
Are they still with us?
That's what I'm saying. American fans, I mean, that's all we know is New Japan for the most part. DDT is like something that's come up in the last couple of years with the Joshi stuff and whatnot, and AEW getting, you know, TV and stuff, and people talking about who came from where. But I mean,
isn't FMW back now?
Oh, come on. Yeah, they did a show at that.
Yeah, yes. They came back.
Yeah, so they had like a death match in the middle of
the
town fair.
Get that coming back. There we go.
No. Keep that chunk under the carpet.
Look, if the wrestling's bad, at least blow up the competitors at the end of it or something. Dude,
come on.
I support that, Tough.
You're outvoted now.
Death match. Do it.
Hey, I saw GC Dub was getting their deathmatch tournament going. There was a woman in it already.
Oh, come on, man. You guys are backing me up on this.
Intergender deathmatch tournament. I'm in. Dude, I'm serious. What is it? $40? $50? I'm in. I'm paying full price.
I'll pay you not to watch it.
Shit, throw me some money, because I'm not watching.
I mean,
it anyway.
Everybody's got a price.
That is
true. What are we talking?
What I did want to ask something. Did anyone? What did we think of his wedding on Raw Monday?
It was a drizzle.
I was teetering between laughing at it, but then just being embarrassed that it was god awful.
Let me ask you this, Tuff, because you fly the Sasha flag pretty high. Why does she have that shit splashed all over her face? Why is she out there?
I'm going to tell you this. It killed me, and I knew she was going to be in it because she is promoting it for like 2 weeks now. When she came out, I said, oh, God, don't do this. Because I will say she is one of the few people in that league 7 years now who has barely touched wrestle crap ever in that league. And that goddamn wedding she came out for. Oh, God.
No. Tough. Go back and rewatch it. She was wonderful.
I thought she killed it with the fake crying at all. I thought she was excellent.
She cried. It was great. She is an actress,
dude. Listen. I look, man. I love her. I thought she killed it during that. Between the crying and the reactions, the truth, whatever the hell he was talking about for half of it, because I don't know what the hell he kept calling Dana Brooks, and finally she's like, "No, truth, it's Brooke," and he's like, "No, it's not." And you see Sasha, she's like, "No, truth, really, it's Brooke." Like I said, I thought she was great in it, but I don't know, man. That's a slippery slope. She should have been nowhere near that thing.
It was a mess, dude.
Side note.
Yeah.
R-Truth, another one of Mrs. Deadly's favorites.
He's awesome.
He is a national treasure, man.
Somebody put a picture up of Kay Quick and then him from the wedding. It was like they hadn't aged like 10 days. It was goddamn, man. He's doing something right.
The shame of Ron the Truth Killings is that his best years in the ring were in Impact.
Yeah.
During a time when Impact was actually really, really good. I hate to say it. I never thought I'd say that sentence out loud. But, dude, that wedding was awful. God, it was terrible. He was the best part of it.
I feel like if you're a WWE fan, that was the most WWE thing that I've ever seen.
It was very Attitude Era.
Yeah. I understand the argument where people would say, you know, if my significant other walked in, I would be so embarrassed that they caught me watching this. I'm saying, bro, if you're a wrestling fan and you've got a significant other who doesn't, who you got to hide this from, you're just lying. It's like having a girlfriend in Canada. You don't, pal. You don't. So stop making the argument. Just watch it and enjoy it.
So you liked the wedding then?
I loved it. It was okay. It was hilariously horrible.
I thought, yes. I thought it was a mixed bag.
I think that's fair.
The weird lesbian tease. The fact that at one
HLA.
Point, the fact that at one point Tozawa was going to marry, what the hell was his name, Reggie? The weird wedding guests who clearly were just extras for some mud show wrestling school.
No, that's NXT 3.0 that you saw on the guest list.
Nikki,
it was 2002. They would have been hosed that night.
Nikki Cross in her full superhero outfit with a feather boa on for no reason.
Wow. Do you think Nikki Cross? How about that?
Do you think Nikki Cross goes like hits her knees every night and prays to God and just hopes that nobody ever figures out that she's the shits?
It's the weirdest thing. I saw on Twitter before Raw, she's like, I'm here in my wedding outfit, and she's in like a nice dress and all, like you would wear to a wedding. I'm like, oh, she looks good. And then I see her on Raw, and she's in the superhero outfit.
That was a Vince rewrite.
Oh yeah. Vince saw her. It's like, pal, you're going back and changing that shit.
You listen here, Nictoria. You're going to go back into that that superhero outfit garb, ham sandwich. I'm like, what? Bruce Prichard runs over. He wants you to get back into your superhero outfit.
Oh, come on. So true.
He's got to have a translator. Oh, Lord. So anything else going on in the world of wrestling? Mark?
Oh, boy. Isn't that enough?
It's more than enough.
Yeah, I don't think of anything.
Actually, no, we do have to touch on one little thing here. What is all this stuff going? What are these, like, I want to dare call them phony, like these little fake news stories coming out from like these B-budget dark web wrestling sites.
We talking about snapsuplex.com?
No.
We're light web. We're great.
We're.
Give us a follow or whatever the hell it is.
We are the USFL compared to their fan football league. I mean, like, seriously.
Dude, you're talking about the Jeff Hardy story.
FTR. What, these are like stories?
No. The FTR came from like the big time ones. That came from the big boys. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Okay.
That Hardy, when I had never heard of that site in my life.
What's this Hardy story you're talking about?
The story is that he's so mad being at Impact already. What the hell? AEW, I'm sorry. He's so mad of being relegated to Dark and Dark Elevation that he has contacted WWE and asked for them to buy out his AEW deal so he can come back to WWE.
When you say it, it sounds so fake now.
Because, like, I said, all right, let me read the comments. They got to be dicing up this story. And they're all like, so true. Get him, Jeff. Jeff, come back. And I'm like, look, man, I'm not AEW's biggest fan. There is no way that story is true. He's been there for like a month.
I think the only people writing stories like that, it's got to be the bots, right?
No, it's not a goddamn bot. It's just a
box.
No.
This came from an alleged news source. It was garbage.
You know they have no credentials. No, they have less than us.
And no, before you ask, it was not ringside.
Like I said, I've read that. I'm just like, what? And then you just said it out loud. It just sounds
It sounds more ridiculous when you say it out loud.
Hey, pal, can we get this guy Hardy out of his contract? No.
Why? If that was even remotely true, why would WWE even pick up their phone? God damn, to say he left under interesting circumstances would be an understatement.
It's funny though. God, the stuff people come up with. The FTR.
No, Matt. Though. They didn't want Matt. They didn't want to get Matt out of this deal.
Poor Matt.
I think Matt's best days are years in the rear view. Years and maybe a decade. Maybe Evil and Ring of Honor might be his last good run.
Delete.
Like I said, delete. I'll give him that. That got over somehow in Impact of all places.
He's still got a couple more years to put some guys over.
Put him over.
Yeah, put some guys over.
Nobody cares if they beat him anymore. That's like beating me.
I don't know, man. I think getting a win over the Hardy Boys is a kind of a big deal, even in 2022 or whatever.
Only if Jeff's there.
That weird table match, didn't the Hardys win anyway?
Yes.
They got to get some wins so that they can get to the title. Because wins and losses matter.
Build them up to tear them down.
By the way, another tag team that's already stuck in the mid card.
I had actually forgotten about them.
Way too deep of a tag division. And they don't break tag teams up there for the most part, besides Scorpio Sky and Kazarian, who are now getting back together, it looks like. This whole story.
They're still pals.
Yeah, they're still backstage friends. So that wraps up most of the wrestling talk for the week. You guys have anything coming up?
Man, I got nothing.
All right.
Next week, I'm just going to sit a mannequin in this chair for however long the show is. I guarantee it'll be no different than what I'll have for next week.
Hey, get Bumsalaba next year.
No, good to see you guys.
We can bring
he'll be out of breath in 10 minutes just sitting here.
Anyway, so then I had a York peppermint patty, then I ate it.
Oh, boy. Then we really get kicked off of Apple.
Look, man, boring.
All he's going to do is talk about food.
All right. Yeah, he's pretty safe. He's food.
And he'll cuss every once in a while. He might get a couple curse words out of him. But so I guess that's going to be a wrap then, right, boys?
It's a wrap.
All right. Brings us to the end of another glorious, glorious, unwritten, unscripted episode. We did it by the fly. Never more evident than that.
Best way, baby.
Yeah, give us a like, a subscribe, 5-star review. Go tell a friend, tell a teacher, tell a pet, tell somebody. Just get this out there, please. Apple, Spotify, snapsuplex.com, Twitter. You can check us out. Bud McD, Tough, Mean Mark, Deadly. We're all out there. Guys, thank you again for another successful episode.